The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we are here on a very special Thanksgiving weekend. And what I want to ask every one of you today and what our show is all about is, what are you grateful for? And this is something that, you know, we may take for granted, but I could think of nobody even better to have this discussion with, except for our wonderful, amazing Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, welcome back on our Thanksgiving special program.
Well, good morning. Nice to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here too, because obviously lots is happening. It's been hard times. And, you know, we're now in our second quasi, you know, restricted lockdown, I guess, for point of better words, and lots of, you know, lots of challenges, lots of frustration, you know, with our families. And of course, we want to say that there's a lot of fear out there too. And, you know, you are so dialed into our world right now with working with so many families. And, you know, I think I really wanted to take this and flip it around, because there's a lot of things we can be grateful for right now. And mm-hmm. with it being the season as it is, Daphne, I'm real interested in your thoughts and how, you know, what does this mean for you, and how do we start this program?
Well, it is an odd time that we're at for us people in Western Washington, or in all of Washington. And so this mm-hmm. is a good time to be reflective and think about, you know, what are the things that we do have? And I know my family and I are kind of bemoaning the idea of not getting together for Thanksgiving, but it's mm-hmm. causing us, and something that we did with our family was each day we're starting out on text. I have two boys who are in their early 20s. And they're just texting the three of us what mm-hmm. they're thankful for that day. And so we're just kind of keeping a connection that way, to staying focused on that. We've done it one day so far. And I'm hoping what will happen from that is that we'll get into some storytelling of past things that have happened with our life together. And so mm-hmm. that's kind of forcing the thought of gratitude. How do we be grateful for the things that we do have? And so as I have been preparing for this and trying to help my mid-20, early 20-year-old boys say, oh, Mom, I'm not doing that. You know, getting past that.
Exactly.
it's a big part. I've been thinking about the things, and it's simple things, really simple things. I know that this is going to sound really trite, but I am so thankful to being healthy, to being able to walk, mm-hmm. to being able to, you know, take care of myself. These are very basic things. Yep. But maybe during this time of COVID, this is what we get to think about, is all the things that we take for granted that not everybody mm-hmm. has. Or the other thing that's kind of comes into yeah. my head is the idea of the people that are in my life. It caused me to think about, you know, I shared with you that I was hoping we'd get into storytelling with my two boys, but it caused right. me to think of past events that have happened in my family, which my thoughts then went right into being with my cousins. I haven't thought about my cousins right. as a child for a long time, but I'm very thankful for my cousins. You know, this, mm-hmm. this can be a time of being reflective. Another thought that I had is, my kids would never do this, so I'm not even going to throw it out to them. But it might be fun to, maybe for a week or two, or go, you know, between now and next Thursday, purposefully sending out, if you can get snail mail going out, that would be great, but sending out a little thank you card to someone every day. And just surprise them.
I love that idea.
Think of the people that you haven't thought of and what kind of joy they gave to your life. Mm-hmm. how they were instrumental mm-hmm. to you. And this hopefully will have a ripple effect that they will want to pass mm-hmm. that on. Or maybe in your little note that says, hey, who are you thinking of? Let them know. Little things right. like that. It's so many things are happening in our world right now. I mean, I'm thankful for the people who think of others. thankful for the people who have the spirit of generosity. I'm thankful mm-hmm. for the people who have the time to give to someone else. There's so many things for us to be thankful for in this time that we might focus a little bit more on the things we're frustrated with. Maybe for us to kind of get out of that mode and be thinking about, I'm thankful for.
I am loving what you're saying. And I also am reminded of a saying, I think it's Shakespeare. Nothing is good as is good or bad except what thinking makes it so. And, you know, about that saying, you know, when you think about whatever the situation is, there's two ways to look at it. And right now, obviously, we're all being challenged. It's like, and I've noticed even the fact that, you know, I made a sarcastic Facebook post after the Seahawks lost the other, you know, a week ago or so. And here we are, you know, I just made a silly sarcastic post and people jumped all over me because everybody is so wound tight right now. And I right away, instead of getting combative, I realized that I tried to come into my heart and say, you know, I struck a nerve. I need to take responsibility for this. This was my intention in making, you know, but it was totally sarcastic humor. It wasn't meant to do anything, you know, personal. But I think this is what's a lot of things that are happening in families. And I'm certain, you know, that during the holiday season now, you know, we're having a chance to obviously reflect on what we're grateful for. And maybe one of the things that we could look at, Daphne, is giving ourselves an opportunity that no matter what happens, if something is adverse, to reach out and say, how can I spin this to see the blessing in it? How can I look at this situation and find the good in it? And I think that this is something that, you know, we all have to train our brains to do. Some of us are better than others, but I think it's something that it's worthwhile discussing.
Absolutely. And that is a real skill to develop. You know, it's kind of seeing the cup of life half full rather than half empty, or taking a deep breath and just going, wait a minute, stop, Daphne, think this through, don't react. And if during this time of gratitude, be thinking of what specifically can I be thankful for in this exchange? What can I be thankful for in, you know, this drive down two blocks and it's taken me 20 minutes to go two blocks because there's an accident or something. Really challenge your brain to be thinking in terms of gratitude, thankfulness. I mean, this is a time for, you know, faithful people to turn to God and know how great He has been for us and how much He has given to us. There's good in everything. It doesn't always appear that way. But everything will be made to be good. And let's, you know, collectively as a community, try to have a ripple effect that is positive through gratitude. Let that gratitude kind of spring out from you.
Yes. And the thing is, it's all about when you're talking about, you know, what are you grateful for? I know that, you know, just to have that thought every morning, to wake up to say, what am I grateful for today? You know, I mean, maybe it was, I'm grateful that I had a good night's sleep. Maybe it's grateful because I have a warm robe that is cold outside and I can put that on. Or I'm grateful because I don't have to walk out in the, you know, pouring down rain. Or, you know, there's a million things that we can start to think about our everyday lives as we're sitting here in, you know, in our homes. Is I'm in my home and you're in your home and we're all social distancing. But the thing that's really important about this is that we have an opportunity maybe to do projects that we've been putting off. You know, there's a million ways, like you said, that we can think about things that we have opportunities to do. And certainly having gratitude and having a time that we can pause, be thankful, and celebrate the holiday in a new way, because obviously we've all kind of been separated out. And, you know, having Thanksgiving, you know, a Thanksgiving dinner, maybe just with our immediate family, and not having the time, you know, that we've really expressed, certainly, in this whole time of, you know, where we're used to spending it. We're finding new ways to connect. And maybe it's the joy of simplicity, you know, not having to fuss. That was something that was really interesting for me, was the fact that I didn't fuss this year. I usually make this big turkey dinner and all this stuff. You know, we went to a local grocery store. We got everything takeout. We brought it home. I didn't even do a bouquet on the table because I didn't want to go into the grocery store and pick out flowers. I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Instead, they brought it curbside. And you know what? It was a simple, easy Thanksgiving. And it was just my husband and I, and we enjoyed ourselves.
There is something to said for simplicity. I was thinking earlier, one of the things that's kind of a double-edged sword for me is technology. But through that technology, there is a silver lining that we can be thankful for creative ways to have HubGrub deliver a meal to you, you know, Safeway, Fred Meyer, whoever, to deliver your groceries to you. And, you know, maybe this Thanksgiving you're at home and maybe, you know, you're just with your immediate family, but this Thanksgiving, instead of having that big meal, maybe it's a time when you write a check to somebody else and make sure that it gets to a food bank or something. All kinds of different things. And so maybe in the next subject section, we can talk about, you know, ways of actually spreading that gratitude in a physical way.
I love that. And for everyone that is listening here today, of course, we love you, Daphne. And how do we reach you?
You can reach me easiest at my website, which is PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com. And you can also reach me at our phone number, which is 855-734-1500. And I'll repeat that. It's 855-734-1500.
And next segment, we are going to talk about how can we show gratitude? What are some unique ways? And also, Daphne, I want to spend a little bit of time on why we're grateful specifically for you and Pinnacle Senior Placements in this hour, coming up right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.